For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Kiki Radke, a senior captain and a forward out of Hastings, Minnesota. And first things first, can you believe how fast the first 3 years of your career here at BSU went?
No, it's flown by, but I've enjoyed every second of it, and I'm looking forward to one last year with my class and this team as a whole. I think we have something special. So,
looking back on your career so far, 101 games, you've scored 9 goals, 23 assists. You are one of the top 5 returning scorers for this team. What personal goals have you set for yourself?
I've definitely, I aspire to get more goals. I've never been like a natural born goal scorer, but I'm hoping that this year I can just shoot the puck more, put the puck in the net more. And I just want to be good defensively too. I take pride in my defense. I'd like to have a good plus minus this year also. So
your team returns a lot of veterans, including all 3 goaltenders, and you only lost one of your top 10 goal scorers this past season. How much confidence does it give your team going into this season?
Oh, I think we all know what's ahead of us. We all know that with the people coming back, we can do something really special. We have confidence in each other, we have confidence in ourselves, and we have confidence in the coaches that we're going to have a good year. And I just think knowing that we've all played together just makes it that much easier.
The WCHA in the preseason poll had you guys picked for 5th to finish. How much fire does that put underneath you, knowing you guys could finish higher?
Yeah, I mean, it always just boosts us a little bit. We know that we're better than 5th. They don't see who we've brought in. They don't see how we've developed since last year. So we have aspirations of being in top 3, and I know that that's more than possible for us to do. So
you and Abby Haluska have been close since the minute you stepped foot onto the campus here. You're both captains this year, along with Heather Olson, who's an alternate captain. What does it mean to be a captain of the squad your senior year?
I take great pride in it. It doesn't change anything that we do, though, or the way any of us act. We got voted captains for a reason, and I know that we all take pride in it. Me and Ab love being captains together, and Heather's just amazing to have with us, too. But as a senior class, we all know that we're leaders, too. Everyone's a leader. Doesn't matter what grade you are, you can say whatever. But it's reassuring when you have your best friends alongside you.
You're one of 7 seniors. How close-knit is this group?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Ever since we came in freshman year, we just had like a special bond. We all knew each other coming in before, which made it a lot easier to transition freshman year. And ever since then, we've just grown and we've developed such great relationships and memories together that it makes on the ice easier and it makes off the ice a lot of fun. So,
how big of a relief is it that you get a game in, an exhibition game, before you actually play some real hockey?
I think it's a huge relief just because, like, scrimmaging against each other, it's not the same mentality. Playing against a different team brings you to a different level. And it's going to allow us to see where we're making mistakes and see where we can improve before we actually play a real game that matters. So I think it's going to be great.
Well, this summer you participated in the Spartan Race. I saw pictures on Instagram. What was it and why did you participate?
Well, we participated because my boyfriend Andy was doing CrossFit and he wanted something to work for, so we signed up for it, and then we peer pressured my brother and his girlfriend into doing it with us. It's like an obstacle course race. I think it was like 3 or 4 total miles and 20 or so obstacles. Some of them involve mud, climbing, a bunch of different stuff, carrying sandbags up a ski hill. But it was really fun. We had a great time, and I think we're all going to do it again this spring. So,
of the 4 of you, who finished first?
Well, actually, Andy did. He was waiting on me for a little bit, but I was right behind him, so it was close.
Kind of your own version of American Ninja, right?
Yeah, it was fun, though. It was really fun because it was just like there were so many people there, and the atmosphere was fun, so I'd do it again for sure.
Kiki, always a pleasure. Good luck this weekend, and go get them.
Thanks, Kelly.